ruling to end a mask mandate. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida today voiding the national mask mandate for passengers on airplanes, trains, buses, and subways. Fox's Gernal Scott has more.
Rich, U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell said in her ruling that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention went beyond its authority to issue the mandate, even if its aim was to serve the public good. Her 59-page decision cites no justification and improper adherence to a rulemaking process. The CDC extended the mandate to May 3rd, saying it needed more time to study the BA2 variant, but critics argued with mask mandates ending in schools, restaurants, and other public venues, it was time for travel mandates to end as well. The Justice Department has not commented on whether it plans to appeal, Rich.
Gernal, the Tennessee Supreme Court today declining to hear the appeal of an inmate facing execution this week who sought to have his case reopened after an unknown person's DNA was found on one of the murder weapons. The one-sentence order comes as the state prepares to kill 72-year-old Oscar Smith by lethal injection on Thursday. Moscow appears to be preparing for an all-out assault on the east of Ukraine. Russian forces launched attacks on targets across the country today, including a missile strike against the western city of Lviv, which killed at least seven.
Senior U.S. defense official says it was Russian long-range bombers that delivered that strike. Now, Lviv's mayor, Andriy Sotovy, is condemning the attacks, and he's ready to fight. Among the injured, a three-year-old boy reportedly has serious injuries to one hand. He was among refugees that fled Kharkiv, where missiles also struck there this morning, making it clear nowhere is safe from attack in this country.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. A down day on Wall Street with all three major U.S. indexes closing in the red. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
InfoWars filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as the website's founder and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones faces defamation lawsuits over his comments that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. Yesterday's bankruptcy filing puts civil litigation on hold while the business reorganizes its finances. Creditors listed in the bankruptcy filing include relatives of some of the victims of the 2012 school massacre in Connecticut. A container ship stuck off the coast of Maryland is moving again.
It took two unsuccessful attempts at dislodging it, as well as the removal of about 500 of the 5,000 containers on board, but the Ever Forward is now floating again. The ship, which is the length of more than three football fields, was pried from the muddy bottom of the Chesapeake Bay on Sunday morning by two barges and five tugboats, with a little help from a full moon and a high spring tide. It was traveling from Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia, when it got stuck on March 13th. Its sister vessel, the Ever Given, made worldwide headlines last year when it ran aground in the Suez Canal, disrupting ship traffic and causing supply chain issues for days. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A popular TV series is coming to an end.
The final season of Better Call Saul's Season 6 first episode is titled Wine and Roses. As we watch the final transformation of Slippin' Jimmy into his well-known Breaking Bad character, Saul Goodman. The final season is broken into two parts, with the final six episodes in July.
Who's here to see Saul Goodman?
The series picks up right where season five left off, with Nacho on the run from what he did in Mexico, and Kim starting her career as a public defender, and Jimmy continuing to build the Saul Goodman phase of his legal career. It airs on AMC and AMC Plus at 9 p.m. Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.